Hello, this is Satya, and I'm an integrative medicine practitioner and a classical homeopath, body worker, energy worker, empowerment coach, intuitive healer, and trauma counselor. And what I'm going to talk about today is the concept of vital force. As a classical homeopath, I believe that one's vital force is the core essence of the individual that allows their body to have a certain level of energy that allows them to heal and empowers them. There are some homeopaths that would call this a spirit energy. My personal belief system is that this energy drives the functionality of the body and the mind and its connection to spirit. So for instance, if someone comes to my office and they are in a very weakened state, their vital force is likely low, and there could have been some trauma to the vital force. Part of what I'm looking to do, in addition to healing their symptoms, is strengthen their vital force, because when I strengthen their vital force, that core essence of who they are, when I strengthen that, their body knows how to heal. And we often talk about the concept of strengthening one's vital force when we're looking at an individual who has what we call a vital force block in the system. So for instance, if someone has had Lyme disease or any type of illness where a part of their system has never really fully returned, has never really come back to its full essence, we might call that a vital force block. We also could call vital force block something within the system. For instance, if an individual takes a medication over time and it changes a channel of the system, if someone's been taking hormones for many years, if they stop taking the hormones, their body has forgotten how to heal itself. And so it's become dependent on these hormones. It's created a block within the vital force so that it doesn't remember how to heal itself. So as a homeopath, part of my goal with healing the vital force is clearing that block that the vital force has created and reminding the vital force how it can heal itself. So when I help someone's hormone system come back to balance after the use of hormones for so many years, I'm helping the vital force strengthen, and I'm also reminding it of its natural tendencies before it took the medications. Now, there are times when I also have to train the vital force a bit. And this can happen when someone's been on a medication so long that their body never learned how to do something it would have learned how to do naturally had it been allowed to do so without the medication. So there's all these different ways that we work with vital force, and at the core of it all is the fact that our vital force, when it's strong, knows how to function, knows how to heal, knows how to do things within the body to ensure its stability. And when the vital force is low or blocked, there are some challenges. And so if we don't address that core aspect of vital force, we're going to miss an aspect of healing. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to any questions and comments, and wishing you a wonderful day. Blessings.